Town leaders are calling the massive effort the Fix the Fork project. Ultimately, they want to replace 38 trailers alongside the Roaring Fork River with a public park. They'd like to reduce the chance of flooding in the area and make improvements to the river that would help aquatic life, like fish. The problem is more than 120 people live in the trailer park, and moving them is proving to be difficult. Mike Scanlon is town manager.
There's 7 or 8 of the people that have lived there 20 years or plus, and you're asking for them to give up really the only thing that they've known as their home.
He met with council members prior to the PACT meeting. He says the project, years in the making, is finally moving along.
We are geared as an organization now to get this project done.
When the meeting began, community members filled every available chair. Council pushed forward 5 items related to the project. First, they approved taking nearly $240,000 from the general fund to help relocate families in 13 trailers. These would be the first households to move, and there's an urgency because the town would like to start work on stabilizing the riverbank this fall. Mayor Jackie Whitsitt supports the measure.
I feel like when the government has a hand in displacing people, the government needs to have a hand in helping them to get on their feet someplace else.
The council also unanimously approved language for a ballot question voters will see in November. It asks for permission to issue $5 million worth of general obligation bonds. That money will help pay for most of the $7.5 million project. The bulk of the cost is to pay for river improvements.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None?
The board also gave the initial green light to changing requirements for replacement housing. Under the town's code, developers must build new housing for people displaced by development. The proposal, though, would change that. The property owner would instead provide relocation assistance to displaced residents, so in this case, the town would be buying out the residents of the trailer park neighborhood. Juan Alvarado, who lives in the neighborhood, told council members the money being offered isn't enough to be able to afford buying or renting another place in Basalt.
You never go to the trailer park and see how we live in there? We are not rich.
Still, town council approved the measure. It'll get a final vote on September 10th. After the meeting, a woman who wouldn't speak on tape said she supported the project because it will improve downtown. A hotel and nonprofit campus may eventually fill the space now occupied by the trailers. Outside Town Hall, several families gathered under a tree for protection from the rain. They live in the trailer park, and Alvarado says he represents them.
I'm feeling so bad because, you know, we're living there for 17 years, and we don't want to move. We are part of the community.
He says he doesn't want to move his 3 children out of the local school system. He thinks he may be forced to do that under the relocation strategy. Despite those concerns, things are moving ahead. Town officials say new homes have been found for 6 of the initial 8 families asked to move. It's unclear whether those homes are in Basalt. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.